East Haven, Oregon, June 12th, 2004.
The first thing I feel is the sharpness of the grass against my face. And then, my eyes shoot open. Where am I? Why can't I smell burning? Who's yelling? The party! I was at a party, and then a loud boom, and the feeling of fire washing over me. An explosion? I push myself to sit up and try to regain my senses, and blurs become shapes as my sight returns. The large field that we are in burns, smoke rising up all around me into the night sky. I hear voices yelling. One of them is getting closer, and I feel someone grab me.
Hey! Hey, you! Can you hear me? Hey!
What? What happened?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The blonde guy's face is blackened from the smoke. His face is that of panic, fear. I quickly realize I know him. Kyle Raid. He's in the year above me. A senior at school. I would almost call him the typical jock, except for one thing. It's then that I begin to look around, noticing that we're the only people in sight. Distant yells coming from beyond the smoke are the only other signs of life. Where's everybody else?
I don't know, but look.
He points to the grass. I follow his finger to black shapes marked upon it. Shapes that I soon realize look like silhouettes. Outlines of human bodies. Oh my god!
Shit. We can't be the only ones. I hear someone. Hey, who's there?
The nearest yelling stops as a figure emerges from the smoke. Another guy, I think. Might just be a very tomboyish girl.
Hey! I need help! I need to find her!
Who?
My sister! My little sister! Shit, I need to find her! Please help me!
Okay, what does she look like?
A goth chick, I guess. Or punk, whatever. Claire doesn't exactly do labels. Fuck! Where is she?
Claire Draper? The English girl, yeah, I know her. She's in my year at school.
So help me find her. Jack! Jack! Claire! I'm here!
Jack runs towards the voice behind Kyle and I. I stand as I see the two siblings embrace.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No, I'm okay. Where is everyone? What the hell happened?
I don't know.
They pull back from the hug and he holds her shoulders for a couple of moments before they turn back to us.
We should call someone. Anyone got a mobile phone on them?
Yeah.
Call the bloody police then! Or an ambulance! Or anyone! Get someone here!
Jack places his hands on his head and looks around in a panic.
It's dead!
What do you mean it's dead?
It won't turn on! Look!
Does no one else have one? I lost mine in the... whatever the hell just happened.
They look at me. I shake my head. No, mine was in my bag, and I don't know where that is now. I could find it, maybe.
Hang on. I got one here.
Jack runs over to pick up an abandoned phone from off the ground.
God damn it! This one's dead, too.
He continues trying as Claire is trying the press it harder technique on Kyle's Nokia.
Freeze! All of you, hands up!
We all jump with a start, shooting our eyes over to an approaching cop, his gun raised at us. Claire throws Kyle's phone, hitting the cop in the head.
Ha! Motherfuck! Do that again, girl, and I will put you down. No one move.
Why? We didn't do anything.
So I guess this field blew itself up.
He then leans down and speaks into his shoulder radio.
Rodriguez to dispatch. I'm at Westchester Fields at the site of an explosion. Suspect's in sight. My partner is down. Repeat, officer down. Requesting backup immediately. Hello? Dispatch? Hello?
It's dead. Just like our phones.
Don't move. I mean it, kid.
For God's sake, how the hell was this us? How can we blow up a field?
I don't know, but you kids are getting stupider every day. Throw too much gas on that bonfire?
Gas? Dude, this was like a nuke went off.
Shut up.
We didn't do this, we swear. We need to find everyone else.
Yeah, people could be hurt.
There's no one else here.
What?
No. No, there are. Three others. Two of them are close. Two other kids. One of them is that loud preppy bitch.
We all look around, seeing no one else here.
What? Jack, there's no one else here.
But then noises of movement soon became a figure, dragging another over his shoulder. It's Miles. I know him from school, and over his shoulder is Sky, the loud popular girl at our school.
Someone, please help me with her. She's out cold.
Hold her right there! Are you actually shitting me, man?
It's Sky. That's who you meant. But how did you see her through the smoke?
Claire? What's happening? Why the hell is everything on fire?
What? Jack, you know why. The explosion?
The what? Holy shit!
Oh my god. Is that a gun? Why are you pointing it at us, officer? Will someone please just help me with this girl?
We need to help her. She could be seriously hurt.
Fine.
He holsters his gun and walks towards Miles and Sky.
Lower her to the ground gently. Let me take a look at her.
Miles does as he says, the cop taking out a small flashlight and checking out Sky's eyes. As we all gather round, I look to Miles. Miles, are you okay?
Yeah. Alex, right?
Yeah. Did you see what happened?
No. One minute I'm calling my mom for a ride home. I knew coming to this party was a bad idea. Then, boom. You haven't seen Carlos, have you? Or Lynn?
No, sorry, I haven't.
What the fuck was that? Who the fuck are you? What the fuck?
She's all right. Sky, my name is Officer Rodriguez. Can you tell me what happened here?
I don't know. The field just blew up. Holy shit. Where is everyone? Joey and Tamara and Cindy and...
Try to calm down, okay?
Says the guy who just tried to arrest us at gunpoint.
I was just doing my job, kid. Something happened here. Everyone except for you bunch are missing, and you kids are my only suspects.
Suspects?
Hello? Is anyone hurt?
Down here, ma'am.
As the woman rushes down the bank through the now clearing billows of smoke, I realize why I recognize the voice. Mrs. Rose?
What? What are you doing here?
I was driving by when it happened. My car is totaled, but I'm okay. Are you kids hurt?
Wait, you know her?
She's a teacher from our school.
Jack shakes his head in defeated disbelief.
Okay, sure, why the hell not?
Ma'am, do you have a phone we could use?
It's dead. I already tried that. But I guess someone must have called 911 for you to be here.
Well, yeah, but before the explosion.
Before?
We got complaints of a large group of kids in these fields, burning wood, making a lot of noise, drinking illegally, that sort of thing.
What? Is this true?
No, does that really matter now?
No, I suppose not. I'm gonna walk down to the nearest gas station, see if I can use a payphone or something.
Good idea. I'd go, but I don't trust this lot not to take off.
What the fuck is going on? Where is everyone?
Sky, you need to calm down, honey. Okay?
Calm down. We got blown up. Oh, shit. Was this a terrorist attack? One of those suicide vests?
No, I...
She shares a look with Officer Rodriguez, who just raises an eyebrow at her.
I don't know.
I'll stay here with them, but you better take someone with you.
Me. I'll go.
No!
Claire grabs his arm.
No, I need you to stay here. Please, Jack.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'll go, Mrs. Rose.
Okay. The rest of you stay here and sit tight. I'm sure someone will be here soon.
She barely has time to finish the sentence when the sound of sirens leads to many red and blue flashing lights. And soon, even in the smoke, we can make out the police cars, ambulances, and fire trucks pulling up.
Well, never mind. I guess they found us.
Before we know it, we're surrounded by emergency people, I'm grabbed and swept up by some of them, and led back towards the road amongst the chaos. As soon as I'm clear of the smoke, I look back and see dozens of people-shaped scorch marks just like the first one. It soon dawns on me. They're all gone, and we eight are all that's left. Checked over and taken to the East Haven police station, once they decide we don't need medical care. Not even for the smoke, which they find very odd. I sit in the waiting area with the first boy who talked to me, Kyle. My shoulder-length brown hair falling in my face. I like it there. I can hide behind it.
You okay?
What? I look up to him, shaken from my deep thoughts, unable to process the night's events. First time in a long time that my anxiety has been justified.
I asked if you're okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not hurt. That's good, right?
Yeah, but that's not what I asked. Where do you think they took the others?
Questioning, probably.
Yeah.
This is the most we've ever spoken. Kyle's the star basketball player and the hottest guy in school. Yeah, I said it. He's hot. Like, really hot. Blonde hair, blue eyes, toned muscle, yet lean body. Man, I hate how much I find him hot. And worst of all, he's actually gay, out and proud. Not that it would matter, he's way out of my league.
You think they're right? You think it was a terror attack? Why? We were just kids partying in a field.
I don't know. Did you see all the scorch marks? I feel tears forming in my eyes. I fight them back, refusing to let them fall, not wanting to look pathetic to Kyle. I know how stupid that sounds, but it's my reason.
Yeah, I did. Not hard to figure out where they came from.
But why? Why did we live? Totally unharmed. I mean, we should at least have injuries, right? Burns or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Niles, what did they say?
They told me to come in here and wait with you guys. That our parents are on the way.
Oh, thank God. Do they still think we did it?
I don't think so. They were asking me what I saw. Did anyone look out of the ordinary? That sort of thing.
Why are you there anyway, Miles? You don't exactly strike me as the breaking the law partying type.
It's a long story. But the short and sweet of it, I guess, is that I wanted to be more, you know, social. More normal.
What's normal?
Not tonight, that's for sure. Man, I wish I'd not been talked into it now. But now Reed and CN, they're gone.
Just like everyone else.
Yeah, everybody but us.
Why? Why us?
I'm sure every survivor always asks that. Survivor's guilt, they call it, I think.
I stand with a start. When are they gonna just hurry up and let us go? We didn't do anything! I march across the room and slam myself into another chair. I'm about to speak again, but I stop. Just stop. My entire body going numb as my muscles seem to seize up.
He's cute when he's mad. Man, stop thinking with your dick for once, Kyle. Wait a minute. Is he... What's he doing? Alex? Are you okay?
I suddenly jerk back to life. What?
What?
You... What just happened?
I don't know. You just, like, collapsed in your chair, spaced out for a second.
Yeah, you said something, though?
I mean, your name? You sure you're okay?
Yeah, sorry. Must have been, like, shell shock or something.
I sit across from my superior, Captain Reynolds. Not sure what to tell him.
And you don't think any of these kids could have done this?
I don't think so. None that are left alive, anyway. What have we found at the scene?
Nothing. No gas cans. Not even any damn fireworks. And no evidence of any explosives, vest, mine, or otherwise.
Then how'd it happen?
I don't know. Yeah, the boys in CSI will do a full investigation, but it'll take time. I don't need to tell you, Jules. This is bad. The State Department's already on its way. The feds after that. They're treating this as a possible terror attack.
I can't think of any other way this could have happened.
Maybe we should question the kids again? See if any Arab kids were at the party.
What? Sir, I don't think that has anything to do with it. Even if there were, that doesn't mean...
Oh, get real, Jules. Those people want to end our way of life. And they succeeded for those 38 kids. And Taylor.
Yeah, I guess. But I...
Yeah, go get some coffee. Might be the last chance you get before the feds arrive. And I doubt either of us will be getting any sleep tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just blatant. Man, I hate this country these past 3 years.
The other kids have joined us now. Sky and the English sisters, or at least I think they're sisters. The older one's called Jack. Weird name for a girl. Both them and Kyle having been questioned now, too.
What'd they say? What'd they ask?
Same as you, I bet. What we saw, if anyone looked suspicious.
How long can they hold us here like this?
If the feds get involved, as long as they want.
Did they check you out? For memory loss?
Yeah, said there's no sign of brain injury. Must just have been, I don't know, everything. I just got overwhelmed or something, I guess.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
Fine.
Yeah, okay, I guess. They holding you too?
Only until they get what they need. Besides, I said I wanted to watch you until they let your parents see you.
Let them? You're gonna let us see our parents?
Well, I don't think they would call them if they weren't going to eventually, Sky Honey.
They can't hold us with no evidence! Unless they have some. Wait, what did they tell you?
Why does he think I know more than he does? Like, age makes me an authority on everything? But then I guess I am his teacher.
Again, my body freezes up. And again, I hear a voice. Mrs. Rose's voice. But her lips aren't moving. And I can't respond. Why can't I respond? Miles, Kyle, and Mrs. Rose are all looking at me with frowns and concern now. Eventually, just as they're making a move on me, my ability to speak returns. What? What the hell was that? I need to get some help or something. I can't. Something's wrong with me. I need a doctor. I stand and head towards the door.
Alex, maybe you should calm down. Please, sit back down. And I'll go get some help.
Yeah, man, you're losing it. You want them to come and lock you up.
No one asked you, Jack!
Alex.
Just leave me alone. I march out into the corridor, but stop. The voices in the corridor are getting louder and louder. My body's stopping in its tracks again, freezing still. My head is suddenly throbbing, then pounding. It hurts so bad! I'm paralyzed, unable to move a muscle. I feel as though I'm leaving my body like a ghost! Then, suddenly it stops. All of the corridor almost seems silent by comparison. And the feeling returning to my limbs.
Are you okay, kid?
Huh? Yeah, I'm... What just happened?
You tell me. You think you should maybe... talk to someone? Looks like you just had a panic attack.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should see a doctor or something.
I'll go see who's on call. Go sit down, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You're sure? Okay, alright. I'll see to it. Well, that was the FBI. They said to let the kids go, but they'll need to come back for questioning in the next couple of days. And that they'll be immediately detained if they try to leave town.
Makes sense. What about us?
Yeah, they want us on the record tonight. You got your coffee?
Yeah. I take it they took over the crime scene.
Yeah, just now.
Sir, I think we should consider recommending the kids for therapy. They, well, something like this is gonna change them forever. Hell, I'll never forget it. But they are showing signs of trauma already. Memory loss. One of them even freaked out in the corridor just now.
Ah, yeah, I heard about that one. Okay, yeah. Give the families a leaflet on the way out.
A leaflet?
It's up to them if they seek help. That's not our jobs. What about you? You need to talk to someone?
Not you.
What?
Nothing.
The yelling lasted a while, but soon no one had anything left to say. Nothing else we could say without any answers. Now we're just all sitting here, most of us just staring off into space in a terrible silence. Alex came back about half an hour after his weird freakout. Said it was just a panic attack. Poor dude.
Okay, you're all free to go. Your parents are at the front desk waiting for you.
Really? The FBI agents don't want to talk to us first?
No. How do you know about them?
What are you talking about, Jack?
It doesn't matter. Let's just go before she's right and the FBI does show up.
He.
What?
I'm a him, Sky, thank you.
Oh. Okay.
No, I mean the FBI who want us to...
Jack folds forwards, his head in his hands.
Ow!
Jack? Jack? You okay? Jack?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a headache.
I don't know who you thought the cops were questioning you, but they were not FBI agents, Jack.
Agents? Yeah, I know. It was two of your asshole friends who didn't give me a donut, by the way. What do you want, anyway?
You can all go. Please, go now.
What the? Jack? Are you...
Am I what? Trans? Yeah, that a problem?
No. I don't mean that. Cool, I mean, good for you. But you...
What?
Never mind.
We all stand and begin gathering our stuff, looking up as another cop puts his head in.
Don't leave town. I mean it. We will bring you back here. The FBI agents are handling the case now, and they'll want to talk to all of you.
We all freeze and look at Jack. What the actual...
What?
We decide to move on. A few moments later, are heading out of the waiting room, walking towards the main desk. My mom grabs me in the tightest hug I've ever felt. I can only imagine it's what the prey of an anaconda feels like.
Oh my god! I was so scared! Are you okay, baby? Do you need to see a doctor?
Mom, I'm okay, I swear.
Alex, honey, you look like a white ghost.
Yeah, they checked me, I'm fine, just a bit freaked out.
Oh, come here, my poor boy.
You never said they'd be drinking at that party, young man.
Dad, does that really matter right now? And besides, I didn't know, and I didn't drink anything. I promise.
Okay, come here. That is what I get. They all warned me. They said America was a bad idea. That's what they said. I was like, no, 9/11 was one incident. Nothing like that will ever happen again. And now look, we are going back home. I mean it. As soon as we can resell the house, we are out of here.
Dad, no, I don't think this was like that. And even if it was, I'm okay.
Yeah, we're okay. Please don't make us go back home.
Of course, baby, we won't. We were just so worried.
Thank you for looking after them, Rachel.
Of course.
Call me, all of you, if you need anything, day or night, okay?
We all nod and go our separate ways, but we know that no matter what happens, our lives will never be the same again.
The next day, Mom tried to talk to me about it last night. Dad even visited, but I couldn't put it into words. Fear, confusion, panic, replaying last night's events in my head. So many tears and very little sleep. Then in the morning, I made the mistake of turning the TV on.
38 teenagers and one police officer are missing, presumed dead after a deadly inferno.
A terror attack appears to have been disproved, but the police are saying they won't rule it out until they find further evidence.
What about these kids that survived? It makes no sense. They emerge without even a scratch on their heads, and two of them are immigrants.
That came from the UK.
Whatever. They're not American nationals. How can we let those kids roam free, knowing full well that they could have been a cause?
There's no evidence of that. They just got lucky.
Lucky? Boy, these kids must have God himself watching over them to have been that lucky.
I run my hand through my hair and lay back on my bed, tears forming again in my eyes. The images of those scorch marks won't leave my mind. At first, I think it's gonna be another journalist, and yet, I know it's not. I know I need to answer. I walk out into the living room and pick up the phone. Hello?
Alex? Alex Drake?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Kyle, from school. And, last night?
You have my house number?
No, well, yeah, I do now. I use the phone book. Can we talk?
Okay, what about?
No, in person. My folks are out, you could come here.
And I left you alone? After last night?
Yeah, my dad said something about getting home defense supplies. Said I wasn't allowed to leave the house, but never said I couldn't have anyone over.
My driveway is covered with the media. How the hell am I even meant to leave? Never mind get to you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, my house is surrounded too. My dad almost ran him over just to get him to move. You're right, it was a dumb idea. Okay, sorry.
No, I'll find a way. Give me your address. Turns out that my way was a pulled up hood and a quick trip out the back door, followed by hopping over my backyard fence and into the woods behind my house to escape the press. It worked, just. Kyle lives about 7 blocks away. He said he too had a plan for once I got there. He was friends with the old man next door who let me enter his garden and use his lawn to hop over Kyle's fence like I did with my own. I was almost home free, almost to his back door, when I heard someone yell,
"Hey! There's someone out back! A kid!"
Hey! This is private property, asshole! Get out of here before I call the cops!
The press stayed back from the gate as I followed Kyle into his home. Nice job.
Goddamn vultures. Come in.
Shortly after, we sit on his parents' sofa.
Have you heard from anyone else?
No, not even the police. Just asshole journalists who want my story. You?
No. No one but my friends. They want to know what happened. The ones that are left, anyway. But I can't... I don't know what to say. Other than there was an explosion. That everyone's gone. Just... gone.
Yeah. I didn't really sleep last night.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Have you had anything... weird happen to you today?
Weird how?
I don't know. Like... something that doesn't make sense? Like Jack forgetting things, but weirder?
No, I mean, I don't know, what kind of weird things?
Like things that don't make sense. Like you have a extra sense than you had before.
Maybe, but that's just the trauma, right? It's our brains trying to make sense of it.
Well, look, I don't want to do this, but I have to.
He stands.
I need to show you. And if it doesn't work, or you don't see anything, then you're right. But I need to show someone, in case it's real.
Huh? Show me what? What's real?
Just watch.
I frown and look to Kyle as he crunches his face up, looking at the white room door. Then, it shuts. By itself! Kyle keels over, holding his head. Kyle, are you okay?
Yeah, you need to see more. Watch!
He looks toward the kitchen counter and a mug on it flies off, flying into the back wall and smashing.
Fuck!
Oh my god. He's not done. The counter looks as though a blast of air strikes it as everything on it flies off and falls into the kitchen floor around it.
God! God!
Kyle! He walks over and collapses onto the couch head first, holding his head with both hands and kicking his legs.
God, that's bad! Fuck me, that hurts!
Kyle, what the hell was that? What the hell just happened? Eventually, he sits back up on the seat in the sofa, closing his eyes and breathing until the pain seems to subside.
It hurts so goddamn much every time I do it. It happened by accident the first couple of times. I reached for a cup last night, and it just came to me. Then I did it again, and again to be sure. But the headaches that follow are... Man, they are bad.
And this happened to you after this explosion?
Yeah.
He finally opens his eyes.
Which is why I have to ask. Anything like this happen to you? Or is it just me?
Why me? Why come to me with this?
Because my parents will want me to go to the cops, or a hospital, and then I'll be a lab rat for the rest of my life. Hell, they'll think that explosion was me!
But it wasn't,
No! Jesus, Alex!
Okay, just had to ask, but why me specifically?
I don't know. You seem cool. And the only one I really talked to last night, one-on-one anyways. I feel like I can trust you. Was I wrong?
No, you're right, you can, but yeah, maybe something did happen to me too. Last night, I heard voices.
Voices?
Yeah, yours, the others, my family, just people. I hear them inside their heads when they aren't even speaking.
Like, you're psychic?
I don't know, but I, when it happened, I...
What?
Well, you get headaches, and I just kind of freeze. Like I leave my body altogether. I thought maybe I was just freaked out, but then I tried it again deliberately last night. And it happened again. The voices, my entire body paralyzed.
Holy shit! Can you do it again? Like, right now?
And pass out on your floor? No!
We have to know. I have to know. Look, come with me.
A few minutes later, we're in his bedroom, and I'm laying down on his bed. Not in the way I wanted to be, either. This is so stupid. We have to be just imagining all this.
Just do it. Please?
Fine. I'll try.
You want me to think of a number or something?
No, just shut up and think. Don't talk, just think.
Please don't just be me. Please don't make me the freak. The freak who caused the explosion. Wait. What if he can hear my thoughts right now? Man, 10. The number 10.
I try to speak, but again, can't. My body once again paralyzed as my muscles just go dead. Finally, I regain my control. My ability to talk coming first.
Alex! Alex, can you hear me?
As my eyes move again, I realize that he has my shoulders and is shaking me. He's so close, intimately close. Yeah, I heard you.
Well, yeah, I think my neighbors heard me.
No, before. I heard you before, in my head. But I couldn't speak. You thought about how you don't want to be the only one. That they'll blame the explosion on you. And then the number 10, even though I said not to. You didn't say any of that out loud, right?
No, that's... Wow, yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking about.
Okay, well, I'm not going crazy, good to know.
And it's not just me! Oh, thank God!
No, it's not. What the hell happened to us last night?
Yeah, dude, we have superpowers! Like the X-Men or something! But with, like,
really terrible downsides.
It can't just be us. We need to find the others. Where do we start?
The phone book? Yahoo.com, maybe?
Life has been so different since moving from Nottingham. But I had to. The stares, the comments, the bullying. Even now as an adult, it never stopped. I needed a new start, somewhere where people wouldn't be so judgy about who I am. The west coast of the US seemed like the best place. Dad got a job here, and we applied for citizenship when I was 16. Now, 3 years later, here we are. And now this. My memory is like Swiss cheese. Claire says I predicted things, but then I forget what I've been doing. So I did my best to do the one thing I've never been good at. Not focusing on what the future holds. It's helped. At least for this morning. I now walk down the upstairs hall of our home and up to the door to Claire's room. Hey? Hey? Claire? You okay? No answer, but I hear a splash from the bathroom. I walk over to that door and knock again. Hey, sorry, you about done? We need to talk.
Don't come in.
I won't.
Good, we'll talk later. Just leave me alone.
Okay, fine. Bloody hell. You sure you're okay?
Yes, piss off.
Okay. I walk downstairs, just in time to hear the phone ring. I ignore it. Had enough of those paparazzi pricks for one day. I look out of the large windows onto the front lawn, seeing the gathering of press and cameramen there. My dad and his work friends practically fighting to keep them back from our house. Twats. Maybe it would be best if we just went home. Better the town freak than a suspected terrorist. Suddenly, I begin to think what my life will be like a month from now. Or a few months from that. And everything goes black.
No answer. Same reason as everyone else, I bet. Being harassed by the press all day.
Yeah, I think it was something to do with my powers that made me answer the phone to you. Do we know where any of the others live? We could just, like, show up.
The only one I know is Sky. I mean, we were friends in kindergarten and grade school when we were kids, but I'd really rather not go to her, though.
Well, I mean, we need to know. Make sure she isn't affected, that she's okay. I know she's a...
bitch.
But she's involved in this, too.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine. But we need to find a way to get through the horde again. And my folks did say I couldn't go out.
You're right. Tell me where it is, and I'll just hop the fence again if your neighbor will let me.
No. No, her mom will never let you in. Let's do it.
We head out to the back door the way I came in, over the fence and away before anyone spotted us. We walked the short trip across a couple of blocks. It should have taken us 10 minutes. It took us almost an hour. Finally, coming to a big, nice-looking house. No wonder she's such a preppy girl.
Over here.
We're soon spotted as we approach it, though. A horde of journalists swarming us. They must know our faces.
Kyle, are you aware of the explosion?
Hey, no comment! Get lost! But before I can be overwhelmed, a large man charges down the front driveway with two equally large friends.
Hey, you've all been told this is private property. You step anywhere near this house, and the family will see you in court.
The crowd parts and scatters like the Red Sea back across the street. Sky's family must be loaded, or they're just scared of these guys, or both.
You two, you heard me, get lost.
We aren't with the press. We are the friends of Sky. We came to see if she's okay.
She's fine. The family need their privacy right now.
Please, we were involved in the explosion last night. We just want to talk, help if we can.
All right, but only if my sister lets you in.
Oh, you're Sky's...
uncle. Yeah, so you two better not be boyfriends.
Boyfriends? Plural?
We aren't. Just friends. And I'm gay, so...
Yeah, and I'm not interested at all in Sky. Not that she's not beautiful at all, but, you know, she's just not my type, and...
Alex, just shut up, man.
Fine. Go see if Anna will let you in. If not, then you leave, all right?
Gotcha. Thank you.
We head up the driveway as Sky's uncle and his large buddies keep the mob at bay. You think her mom will let us see her?
Maybe. She loves me. My mom and I bump into them at the store every now and then. Anna keeps trying to set us up.
Ow.
I don't think they know that I'm gay.
Really? It's not like you're hiding it.
Yeah, but some folks aren't interested in the truth if it doesn't fit their worldview. Anyway, come on.
Kyle, what a nice surprise. Sorry about all the noise.
Hey, Anna. It's fine. My place is the same.
And a friend, too. This is about last night, isn't it? You were both there. I remember seeing you at the station. What is it? What's happened?
Nothing. We just wanted to check that Sky is okay, is all.
Oh, bless your heart.
She looks out behind me across the front lawn and to the commotion of the press and her brother keeping them back with his friends.
You better come in.
We smile, nod, and head inside the house. She passes us and walks to the end of the driveway, yelling towards the crowd.
Hey, hey, you heard him. You step on one blade of my lawn and I'll see you in court, any of you.
She soon rejoins us inside after the impressive display.
Sorry about that. You want anything to drink, boys?
No, I'm good, thanks.
No, thank you. Where's Sky? Upstairs?
Yeah. Sky? Sky, baby, you've got some visitors.
Tell them to go away.
Don't be rude, dear.
Is it the cops?
No, it's...
Then, yeah, no. Go away.
She's just a bit raw after last night.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Surprised your parents are letting you out of their sights. Never mind the house.
Yeah, well,
They don't know. Alex snuck out and my folks went out today.
Oh, well, I should call them and let them know you're safe here, Kyle.
No, really, please. There's no need, Anna.
No, I insist. I still have the number somewhere. You two just go up and see Sky. I'm sure she'll be happy to see people who... Well... Who went through what she did.
Thanks, Anna.
We head upstairs. So many rooms, but Kyle seems to know the way.
Sky?
I said go away.
It's Kyle. I'm here with Alex. We need to talk about what happened last night.
No, we don't. Fuck off.
Sky, we just need to know. Has anything weird happened to you after last night?
What?
Like, can you do something weird? Almost like superpowers or something. We wait for a few moments before the door opens, Sky on the other side.
Why? Do you?
Yeah, we do. Watch.
Kyle concentrates, a teddy bear in Sky's room floating up and around the room, followed by a plastic cup.
Damn it!
I help brace him, holding his shoulders as he bends over, grabbing his head. Sky just looks at us wide-eyed, then back at the fallen objects.
How'd you do that?
Like we said, something happened to us last night in that explosion.
She frowns and looks at me.
And you? What freaky shit can you do, Twiggy?
I grimace at the nickname her and her popular clique gave me. I'd show you, but I need to lay down first.
Only special power you've got is pissing yourself, like during that mass exam last year. Need me to ring mommy to change your diaper again, little Twiggy?
Go fuck yourself, Sky!
Sky, stop it! We came to see if you were okay and if you had a talent too. And I'm guessing by the fact that you came to the door that you do. What is it?
Yeah, and what's your drawback? We both have one. Hair loss or something, I hope.
Well, I... You promised you aren't lying. That wasn't some kind of trick, what you just did with Mr. Snuggles.
Mr. Snuggles?
No, we promise. Please, Sky, we're here to help.
Well...
She steps back, opening the door wider, and Kyle and I's jaws hit the floor. Beside her stands another Sky. It's an identical twin in every way, even her clothes.
There's me. Yeah, there's two of me now.
Holy shit.
I lay in my bed, my body shaking. I try to call out, but I can't. I've never had seizures, but this has to be what that feels like. My body feels like every part of me, every hair, every nerve is shaking. And then I suddenly feel heavier. My bed creaks, and then it crashes as I fall through it.
Miles! Miles, what happened? Miles, talk to me!
I don't know. I can't stop shaking.
I'm calling an ambulance. Don't try to move.
I try to call after him, but I can't. This has to be because of that explosion. What the hell's happening to me?
I have had it up to here with you. First you trash our car, and now this? What the hell is this shit?
I thought you'd like it.
Like it? Why the hell would I like it?
It's happening every night now. The drinking, the shouting, the attacks. It's why I went out for a drive last night, to get away from him. All I want to do is get away from him. I feel him coming towards me. The man who swore to have and to hold to protect me in sickness and in health. And I brace myself as I see him raising his fist. I close my eyes and suddenly my body feels like I just dropped 20 feet. My eyes shoot open as my stomach lurches and I empty its contents onto the sidewalk. Wait, the sidewalk? I finally stop throwing up enough to look around. I'm at the end of my street. I can see my house in the distance. What the? And then I run. And I know exactly where to go. And it's not for the reason you'd think.
Rodriguez, someone to see you.
I frown and walk the halls. I hold back a yawn, surviving on only 2 hours of sleep and only 4 hours of off-duty. Man, why did I take that call out last night? I walk out to the front lobby where I see the teacher from last night standing at the reception desk. Mrs. Rose, right?
Rachel, please. Officer, we need to talk.
Later. In an empty conference room.
I know it sounds crazy. Like, I'm crazy. But I just teleported down my street.
You're right. You do sound crazy. Maybe you do need to talk to our psychologist after all.
No, it happened. I swear.
I believe you.
What? I turn around, seeing a suited FBI agent standing in the doorway, soon joined by another one.
We believe you.
Sorry. We couldn't help but overhear.
You fed spying on me now?
No. When we heard you were here with Officer Rodriguez, we came to tell you about the kids from last night.
And then we may have listened in to your conversation. Seemed relevant to the investigation.
In what way, dare I ask?
An hour ago, one of the survivors from last night's explosion was picked up by an ambulance with seizures.
But the ambulance never made it to the hospital. They couldn't even drive away from Layton's house. The entire back end caved in.
And now we just got a call from the Drapers, saying their eldest child doesn't remember a thing about the last few months of their life. Only images of some monster attacking him and his sister. I'm betting something is happening with the other three kids, too.
Or if not, it soon will be.
What are you saying?
Let's just all take it easy now.
We are saying that we need to bring all of those kids in. Them, and the two of you, are to be quarantined until we can find out what's happening.
Or not.
Quarantined?
It's for your safety, and everyone else for that matter.
We promise to get to the bottom of this, and you'll be free to go in no time.
Okay, do it.
Before I know what is happening, Rachel and I are surrounded by federal officers, being led away.
You can't do this, we have rights!
Please, Officer Rodriguez, don't fight us. We are going to help you. The more you resist us in finding out the truth, the worse this gets.
Rachel! Ah!
No, no!
Holy shit! She's gone! She wasn't lying!
Find her, now!
I better go round up the kids. Keep me informed.
Yeah, she can't have gotten far. Be safe and check in once you have them.
Understood. You two, with me.
We are still with Skye, both of her, when my phone goes nuts with calls. I flip it open, and then a text. It's from my mom. Holy shit! The cops are at my house!
Not just yours.
Alex is looking out of the window. I join him, looking down towards the driveway as black vans and cop cars pull up.
We need to go, now!
Go? Are they here? What do they want? It doesn't matter. We need to cooperate. If we don't, it'll just make it worse.
And how exactly are you planning to explain this? I gesture to both of her.
We just tell the truth. I know that's hard for people like you.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Guys, we don't have time for your shit right now. Move!
And go where? Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Fine, whatever. Stay here and get arrested then.
What is going on here, boys? Kyle?
Sorry, Anna. Don't have time to explain. Thanks again.
Kyle?
We run out of their back door, but are immediately cut off by three armed police officers, aiming their sidearms at us. Alex raises his arms, and so do I, but not in surrender. I aim them for the cops.
Kyle, no! No, please don't! They'll shoot!
I exhale and nod, transitioning to raise my hands in the air, too.
What are you doing? They're kids. You don't need to point your guns at them. Ugh. Sorry about this. Hey, Alex, Kyle, I didn't expect to find you boys here, but makes our jobs easier. Good thing I told the officers to cover all the exits, despite their gusto.
Are you arresting us? For what?
Arresting? No, of course not. We are just bringing you in for questioning. We have reason to believe that last night's explosion has done something to you all. Something that is a danger to public safety. We promise that we will let you go as soon as we get to the bottom of this. But we need to take you in for your safety as much as anyone else's.
Alex looks to me in terror. I know how he feels. I want to use my new talents to save us both. But we both know how that will end. So we come quietly. For now.
We're all put into a waiting room, just like last night. Except this one is just an interrogation room with more chairs. I don't need to be psychic to know that the mirrors all around us are two-way glass. In the brightly lit room are Kyle, myself, both Skies, and the Drapers. Claire is sat next to her brother, holding his hand.
You don't remember any of it, do you?
Claire, when did we move to the States?
Jesus.
Jack, what happened?
You know me.
Yeah. But you don't remember me, do you?
No, sorry.
How'd this happen?
I found him passed out in his room. When he woke up, he couldn't remember anything. The house, moving here, anything. He thinks it's still March, before we moved.
But it's June.
Claire nods.
Oh,
But he does remember what he saw before he passed out.
And that is...
Jack looks down at the floor, his eyes wide, and then looks back up at us with sudden realization.
You were there. Both of you. And another nerdy kid. And a cop. And a red-haired woman. We were fighting something. A monster. A monster with abilities. Supernatural powers or some shit. But we had them, too.
A monster?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Last night you predicted things before they happened, then lost your memory. Could this also be a prediction? A vision of things to come? Can you see into the future?
Get real.
Shut up, Sky. There's two of you, remember?
If you're right, dude, then we are so fucked. He was like 9 feet tall, walked on two legs, a spiked armor of some kind. It almost roared as it...
He looks to me.
As it snapped your neck.
What?
It killed you, man. Whatever it was, it killed you.
The East Haven 8. Chapter 1, starring Ryan Tibbetts as Alex Drake, Zach Adamson as Kyle Reed, Sarah Nightingale as Claire Draper, Alphys Deverell as Jack Draper, Nate Lodbrook as Miles Layton and Skye's uncle, Rebecca Olivia Hodges as Skye Winters, John Dyers as Juan Rodriguez and TV voice number one, Jeannie McGinnis as Rachel Rose, Ray O'Hare as Captain Reynolds, Omri Rose as Agent Kern, Natalie Berrin as Agent Murphy, Catherine Black as Anna, Chavili Gutierrez as Mrs. Drake, Harry Dyer as Mr. Draper, Amelia Oliver as Mrs. Draper, Glenda Villamar as Mrs. Reed, Mitch McFarlane as Mr. Layton, Damon Noyes as TV voice number 2, Kevin Gaddy as TV voice number 3, Connor Terrell as TV voice number 4, Oscar Stavemeyer as the cop, and Rebecca Olivier's Pablo Torres, Nate Lodbrook, Scott MacGyver, and Thomas Lee as the reporters. Also with Joey Sawless as the roars of the alien. Music by Silver Sage. Written and edited by Carl Dutton. From the story and characters by Carl Dutton and Nate Lodbrook. Script and story editing by Ian Webster, Zach Adamson, Mitch McFarland, Thomas Lee, Rebecca Olivia Hodges, Omri Rose, and Kim Good. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pond5.com, with sounds used by Inspector J on freesound.org. With special thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com. Chipped Currency, Clay Murdoch, Daniel Roberts, Joshua Gullinson, The Cellcast, Valiant Shadow, Adam Lowry, Alberto Quiroga, Alex Brock, Jonathan Valentin, Melissa Lauren, Mike H, Professor Chris G, Richard Jones, Shane O'Brien, Tony Fielding, Alicia Simeld, Alex Painter, Andy May, Daniel Duff, Dylan Keith, Edwin Gonzalez, Pearl3Y13 Tank, Jessica Thayer, Joey Scotch, Kian Washington, Matthew Birdsey, Nathan Sedano, Rizwan Merchant, RLT Sandwich, William Nugan, Eric Lawson, Kim Good, Rebecca Olivia, Sneer Goldfeld, Susan Foster, Cameron Tabor, Frank Brunker, Michael Hamilton, Nathan Godinsky, Robert Rhodes, Stephen Mastronano, Nathan Marchand, The Rev, Tim Blevins, David Bland, Loxie Hooker, Zach Adamson, and special thanks to our top tier patron, Mike Welder. Thank you to you all. You all have made this show a reality.